Blog Talk Radio.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Depressed, I'm weighed down.
hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, we come before you on today to continue reading the Word of God in Jesus' name. Before we go any further, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life.
I also like to honor my wife. And
in the name of Jesus, continue to trust, pray, and bless those who are in need and help, love, and unity. I give God praise, honor, and glory for my wife and a dedication of how she makes it through so much. I thank God in the name of Jesus for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Those are in our archives. We also appreciate you. Thank you and love you as well. Praise God. We're going to continue reading the Word of God out of the King James Version in the book of Psalms, Division 32. Praise God as we go forth with the reading on today. I ask you to continue to pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry in France to continue bringing the Word of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the one who looks high, who looks low, who looks all around because you have that majesty and that power. You are the ultimate creator. You are our deliverer. You are our deliverer and our healer. And we thank you. As we give you praise, honor, and glory, we ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. Continue to bless each and every one, their families and finances and health. We give you praise, honor, and glory on today as the word continues to move forward. Allow our spirit to be manifested in you, O God. And let your spirit manifest within us that we can be used by you and be as you are to the church. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining us on today. We will continue forth out of the book of Psalms, Division 33, as we continue to read. Thank you. Thank you, God. Psalms, Division 32. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, as in whose spirit there is no gall. When I keep silent, my bones do wax old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night they hand hath heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into drought of summer. Selah. Acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, in the time when thou mayest be found, surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee to teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye, but ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with a bit and bridle, lest thou come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Division 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comingly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery, I the instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud voice. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his inhabitation he looketh. Upon all the inhabitants of the earth he fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of the host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive. And our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to as we hope in thee. Division 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O mightify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not wait any good thing and want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the fear of the Lord. What is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep my tongue from evil. Keep my tongue from evil. In thy lips from speaking gold. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon, open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all the trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be of the contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they shall hate the righteous, shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul and his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Division 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that pursueth me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be chased before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from their net in the pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unaware, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into the very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth them, him? False witness did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good and to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though I had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together, yea, and gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and seized me with hypocritical mockers and thieves. They gnashed unto me with their teeth. Lord, Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue me, rescue my soul from the destruction of my darling from the lions, and will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over thee. Neither let them wink with the eyes that hate thee without cause. For they speak not peace, but they advise deceitful matters against them that are quite in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silent, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord, even unto my cause. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, so would we have it? Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together and rejoice in my heart. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that forever favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And may my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Division 36. The transgressions of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to be good and do good. He deserveth mischief, deviseth mischief upon his bed. He sitteth himself in a way that is not good. He adoreth not evil. Adhereth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and they shall make thy drinks in the river of thy pleasure. With thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see it. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and they thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. Division 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and the wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as the noonday in the Lord. And wait patiently on him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. A wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as to be upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own hearts, and their bow shall be broken. A righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed. In the evil time, in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume on way. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth to such as be blessed. Of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil. Do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserveth forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his son in his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his land, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not yet. And I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of man is peace. but the transgressions shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Division 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in the hot displeasure. For thy arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stick and are corrupt. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with the loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have warred my by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, I also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my soul, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Therefore, also, that seek after my life lay snare for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceit all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was a man that heardeth not, and in whose mouth are not no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, thy magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But my enemies are lovely, and they are strong, and they hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow the thing that is good. Forsake me not, O Lord. My God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Division 39. I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue, and I will keep my mouth from a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrows was stirring. My heart was hot upon me while I was musing. The fire burned, they spat I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, that is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made me days as a handbreadth, and my age is nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in vain shout, in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not to reproach to the foolish. I was dumb, open not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the bow of thy hand. When thou hast rebuked, dost correct man for iniquity. Thou makest the his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give your ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Oh, spare me. Spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and he in be no more. Division 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor search as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thou thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned in order unto thee. I would declare and speak of them. They are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. My ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written upon my heart. I have preached righteousness in great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained of my lips, O Lord, thy knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness upon my heart. I have declared my faithfulness in thy salvation. I have not counseled the loving kindness in thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercy from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, my iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let me be ashamed and confound together that seek after my soul and destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate from the reward of their shame and that say unto me, ha, ha, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified, but I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarry, O my God. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Psalms Division 40 for this evening. But I would like to make a statement and a comment on this evening, if you will. First of all, praise God. And God bless each and every one of you that are listening here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I find it necessary in the name of Jesus for there be a time in one's life to have to revamp or rejuvenate oneself. And sometimes we have to take that time to do so we can do righteously unto God. When we fall and when we sin or when we do something out of the ordinance of God's command, we have to be obedient and do what we need to do to get back. I trust God in his word, and I pray that he continues to be with each and every one of you. But as I move forward, we may be taking a few days off from David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We will possibly be able to take time to read a little more. We pay it by ear. But right now, God is asking that we be patient and that we take a little downtime so that we can come up. I thank you for joining us on today. I want to say God bless you. Jesus loves you. So do I. And continue to pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Be blessed.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelley John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta